Successful marriage and parenthood, in most cultures and for most people, is an ideal. But it also turns out to be a variable in recovery from serious mental illness. Today, during a symposium on long-term outcome of borderline personality disorder, or BPD, Mary Zanarini of McLean Hospital in Belmont, Massachusetts, reported findings looking at marriage stability and parenting in recovery from BPD. One of the leading researchers in BPD, she spoke with Psychiatric News about the McLean study of adult development.
Well, the study actually focuses on the importance of marriage or living stably with a partner and parenthood, because these are two of the main markers of a successful adult adaptation. And what we found was that recovered borderline patients are more likely to marry than people who do not achieve recovery from borderline personality disorder. They marry for the first time at an older age when their lives are a bit more settled, and they're less likely to get a divorce. And in the area of being a parent, which is equally important, they're significantly more likely to have a child, either have a child or adopt a child. They become a parent for the first time at a significantly older age. And they're less likely to lose or relinquish custody of their children. And that is really by a very large margin.
So what should clinicians know about marriage stability and parenting for their patients with borderline personality disorder?
That people with BPD can successfully marry or live with a partner in a stable relationship and become parents, but that if they do these things while they're still acutely ill, when they're very young, it's not as likely to turn out well as if they wait. Symptomatically and psychosocially improve quite a bit and get a bit older and, like the rest of us, a bit calmer, and then it's likely to turn out quite well.
For Psychiatric News, this is Mark Moran reporting from the 166th Annual Meeting of the APA in San Francisco.